Rolling.
Before we get going, before we get started, I'd like to take a moment with you to hold hands.
You can come, Chris. This isn't a private moment.
I'd like to manifest great things for us on this Monday. Go ahead.
What's the golden marker?
I would like for us to remember who the common enemy is, because you and I are teammates.
Exactly.
And it's you and me against the fucking tax boards of America. And if we lose sight of who the true enemy is, they win and we lose.
I'm getting uncomfortable about how much we could get accomplished like this.
We could get a lot accomplished.
It feels pretty powerful.
I worked an entire shift in a movie theater holding hands with someone one time.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
You do look
Is there a split in your
wrist.
Lip or
yes,
is it just oh.
Apparently pregnant women get really chapped lips.
Really?
Yeah, I've been nibbling my flesh off my mouth.
I didn't know if it was like a clump of lipstick, like what is reminiscent on your shirt.
And here's the deal. I was trying, like, this is so fucked, because I was like, I hope there's a way I can bring up how stupid this fucking MAC foundation applicator is.
Is this the one you loved that was a heart?
No.
2 days ago, you were pulling out your applicator being like, look how cute this is.
No, you're totally remembering that wrong. I was like, what the fuck is this? I hate it.
How crazy would it be that I remember something wrong?
It would be totally on brand.
Honestly? Well, this is getting dark real fast. We'll get into that later.
But so anyway, it's just a regular like squeezy MAC foundation and you put the lid on it. And every time I put the fucking lid on it, it geysers out and like farts out. And I've lost so much product because of that. And then I take my fucking sweater off after I was telling Rylan, guess how much my shirt cost?
Well, no, the first thing I saw on her today was her cute shirt. The white with the green letters pop really well with your red hair.
Thank
and
you.
I thought, wow, you look like babelicious today. And she goes, guess how much this shirt was?
Well, it's more like a guess how much this shirt was.
And I said, well, is it official Chateau Marmont? Where all the celebrities stay and live when their houses are broken or flooded.
Or burnt down.
It's very like Lindsay Lohan. Like when my house flooded, if I were Lindsay Lohan, I would move my whole family and all five animals to the Chateau Marmont.
The Chateau.
That's what celebrities do.
Yes, it is.
And so I said, is it official merch, like from their gift shop? And she said, yes, it is. Guess how much? Everyone else can guess too.
Guess. Here's your time.
Fancy hotel on the Sunset Strip. I guessed $49.99.
$100 and something with tax. And do you know why I got this shirt? Because Joe went to a birthday party there and did not bring me with him. And then he felt bad. And then he got drunk and he's like, oh, I'll bring Lizzie home a present. Goes to the gift shop, picks out this shirt thinking, oh, it can't be that bad. And then the lady at the counter goes, it's $103 or something. And he goes, okay, because there were people around. He was embarrassed. And so then we had this rule that I could only wear this shirt around him because he thinks it's so cute on me.
I mean,
it's like a version of lingerie
then.
For us. And now I fucked it with that goddamn MAC shit.
Do you think it will come out?
No, I don't. It's fucking foundation.
I wonder,
full coverage.
I wonder if he'll find you less sexy.
I mean, he's probably going to just not be my husband anymore. He's just going to say, get out and leave the shirt.
There's a baby on the way, so he has no choice.
I mean, he might disown us both over this. I don't know. Let me hold on. Let me pull my pants up a little higher.
Have you had another ultrasound since we've seen you last?
No, and it's making me feel like I'm not pregnant.
I haven't even talked to you all week, which is why I have nothing to fight with you about.
Thank God.
No, I'm kidding. Sometimes I think, like, I was going through it. You already know. The bad 2 weeks is behind me. It's all sunshine and rainbows.
Well, you also like to horribly, like, you like to take anything I say and make it like a dagger to your heart.
Well, it depends on my mood, and it depends on if I have nothing to talk about on this podcast, then picking a fight with you seems to be pretty fun for me.
You've done it privately.
Now you're trying to fight after
I'm not,
we just
I'm not
were
trying
take
to fight.
Over
I'm
the
not
tax
trying to fight.
America.
You're right. We're a common enemy. United. United we stand, divided we fall.
And I will say, like, if I was being real crazy, I would blame Lizzie for the fucked up shit that happened from the IRS this weekend to me.
They came for my buddy. First, they came for me and none of you cared. And now they're here for Rylan. And I hope you all start standing up.
Well, no, when she was talking about her story, I was like, guess what? It will all be fine. It's all fine for me. And then I went into my 2019 tax story. And over the weekend, I got a letter from the IRS that was like, guess what? Your 2019's not resolved. And here's all the interest you owe on top of all the money you owe. Oh, and my brother almost exploded.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I almost exploded because we've done this with them for since 2019. I can't count. You know who I am.
That's a lot of years.
It's a lot
That's
of years.
That's 5 years.
And we have documentation because at first they were saying they weren't getting it. So then they said, if you fax it to us, we can confirm receipt. We faxed it to them. They confirmed. We called. They had confirmed they had gotten all the funds. And now we're getting from the billing department, they haven't gotten it. So my suspicion is the department that's gotten it has gotten it, but they haven't told the billing department that they've gotten it. So I'm still getting the interest and they're still saying, saying I owe all this money. And while all this was going on, I had the most anxiety-ridden call of my entire life, which is like rewinding us to earlier in the week. Should I go into that now, or do you have anything you want
to
say?
Can I just add to the tax thing really quick?
Yeah.
After everything I went through with the tax people last week that I shared with you guys, I got another fucking bill. Oh. And this time the lien said on the 27th, they said on the 27th, we're adding liens to your account because you have failed to pay this bill. And it was post-dated me paying them. They literally sent the letter out on Monday and I had paid them the previous Wednesday.
So did they just not have employees?
No, they literally don't. They told me they do not have employees because I said, you guys need to talk to somebody.
Because those threats make civilian stomachs drop. It's like,
pregnant.
You're trying to tell us you're putting liens on our assets and we owe you thousands, tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. And what are we supposed to do? Just go fuck ourselves? Because we've paid. We've paid the whore. And she won't leave.
And neither will this fucking bug.
God, I think I caught it. Did you get it? Do you want me to smack your
hands? If I open this right here and it flies out.
Did we get it?
Did you?
It did fly out, but we didn't kill it. Oh, it was just resting in my hand.
God. Whoa.
I tried to smack it. It might be down there dead. Hopefully. I do feel like it was small enough that I wouldn't feel
contact. It was a mosquito and it was carrying diseases.
Jesus Christ, I can't get Zika. I'm pregnant. So anyways, yeah. So I was also with Austin on the phone and he had to sit through me talking to these people being like, I was trying so hard to be more civilized because Austin could hear me. And I'm texting him. I was like, I want you to know I'd be a lot nastier if you weren't on the call.
And yeah, it's a stressful time for him. He's trying to do everyone's taxes.
Everyone.
Work a million jobs. He like also coaches basketball. Poor man.
He's a good man.
So I did something crazy this week.
Yeah.
Which is something I didn't even want to do.
Yeah.
And it's that I say controversial because everyone that does it for free in return to promote it to their audience. And it's like that full body MRI. I paid for mine myself. I'm not like promoting this company.
Well, we actually talked about this on the podcast last year. It's the full scan where they tell you if there's anything ever wrong with you in your body.
Your whole body.
Your whole body.
It's a full body scan.
Yeah,
and it
Chris
is expensive.
Jenner did it.
Yeah. And the thing is like when the car, and that's the thing that I don't understand, like Kim Kardashian's doing a trade with them, like for a free MRI to post to the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Kim, you can pay the rate.
Well, she's probably getting more than a free MRI.
Like Chrishell Stouse just did it, for example, and then she
probably
went,
would need a free MRI.
I think she's doing
just
fine.
I don't know anything
she's
about her.
She's doing just fine. That
she's
was nasty.
Closet.
We're being nice to people now.
We got to remember the common enemy.
And it's not Chrishell Stouse.
It's not Chrishell.
I want to be friends with Chrishell
Sometimes
Stouse.
You think it's Chrishell, but then you remember it's not Chrishell.
But there's a lot of backlash because it's like, well, this isn't accessible to everyone. I understand that. I'm not promoting this company specifically. My husband was the one, because he's a hypochondriac and we're having children, he thought, oh, this would be a good idea. Just if there were anything going on, then we'd be able to acknowledge and address it to make sure that we're like here and present for our kids. And so he had booked this like way into last year. And then our kids came early. And mm-hmm. so we had to postpone it. And then the date came up and we've been so busy that we just thought, oh, wow, they called to confirm it. We're like, okay, we'll go do this. We get to the place. And it's intense.
Yeah.
First of all, it feels like Severance, honestly. The building is this gorgeous building with these huge high ceilings. The technology is talking to you. They have like snacks and coffee galore. It feels like they like this person ushers you to your room and the doors talk to you. They're like, welcome. And it feels like they're going to erase my mind.
No.
So we're living in the future. It's like, and there's all these women at podiums just around where you can like go up and ask your
Moving
questions.
Like robots? Are they real?
Yeah.
You sure?
And it seems like I've entered a different dimension. And then they have the videos playing of what it is. Shane and I have our separate dressing rooms before they take us back to our full body scans.
How proper.
And they have Shane go in first. So I was like, bye. And I had no idea what was going on. I sent Shane on his way. We had made a plan before because everyone that I've seen that has done this says, oh, you can watch Netflix. You can do whatever you want in mm-hmm. there. It's chill. It's fun. They're all getting it for free. Don't trust these people. No, it's great technology. But so you go in there. They strap you down. They put these like weighted blankets on you, so I'm assuming so they can take the pictures. They put you in like all these cages. Then they put your like headphones on, your cages? Goggles on. It feels like a million, and you can't move. And then they like slide you. If you've ever been in an MRI, this one's full body, so they have shit all over you. They give you a little bobble in your hand for emergencies, where if you're getting
tripping.
Too claustrophobic or something, like, burp, burp, they pull me back in, and I'm just like, just deep breathing. But the guy, it was like God, he could talk to me. Mm-hmm. You doing okay back there?
No.
Yeah. And then I started thinking, can this guy just see my penis in this x-ray machine? Is he just looking at my dick?
And then you just have to keep saying like, it's not about you.
And so Shane and I agreed we would watch the first episode of the first season of Love is Blind. And I was committed to that. I was really trying my best. But as this machine's going on, it's so loud. Every 10 seconds, it's... so loud.
Much.
So then I'm trying to read the subtitles, and I was like, well, I have to watch this because Shane's going to watch this. Blah, 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 blah. Awful. I'm there for an hour just standing. And granted, the technology is crazy. It's cool that you can do this. I didn't realize the amount of anxiety it would give me afterwards, knowing that they could see every inch of your body and everything that could possibly be wrong with you. So I get out. Shane's waiting for me in my room, and he goes, did you hear the news? And I said, no. He goes, I didn't do it.
What?
This is the best thing.
They lock me in. They strap me in. They put my headphones and my glasses on. And I just could. They started packing me into the machine. And I was like, excuse me. I can't do it. And they like slide him back out. And he's like, no, I can't do this. And the guy goes,
God,
that's okay.
Him.
A lot of people can't do that. We just give them sedatives and have them come back. And he goes, I will never be back.
He said that to them? Uh-huh. God bless him. That's like me after a cool sculpt. They're like, do you want to schedule your next appointment? I was like, no, I do not. Are you fucking kidding?
And so then he's talking to the lady, and he goes, well, I don't know. Would it make you crazy to know? And he goes, well, my aunt did it, and they did find an aneurysm.
Fuck.
And they can't do anything about the aneurysm. So now she just has to know that she has an aneurysm.
And that's how it's going to end?
And Shane goes, this sold the deal for me that I can never do this. He was like, I'm a nightmare. I can't be walking around this world knowing that there's something potentially wrong with me
that can't be fixed.
I could just go at any moment knowing it's there. He's like, I would rather not. And I was like, I'm fine. I'm chill. Everything's cool. Let's go. And
then Sunday rolls around.
Yeah. Then Sunday, yesterday, my brother's hitting me up. Oh, the IRS is hitting you up. And I'm like, well, fuck me, right? And then I get a call, and I missed the call because I was like trying to message my brother. I get a voicemail, and they're like, hey, your results are in, and we need to schedule you to talk to a nurse. So let me know what time would work for you. Thanks.
I think that's probably because it's the only person who can give you the information.
So I missed the call. I call back. They don't answer. I text her, and I was like, is this general for everyone? Does everyone get a nurse practitioner call, or is this because they found something? She replies, yes, it's likely they found something, which is why it's best that you speak to a nurse practitioner.
What the fuck, bitch?
I was losing my ever-loving mind for an hour. My mom's here, my grandma's here, my aunt's here, all to enjoy the babies, and I'm like, Mom, I gotta bring you into this. I knew I couldn't bring Shane into this because he was already losing his mind. So I wanted to know that I was going to survive before I encountered my husband. Mm-hmm. And so I got the results, and there were like a lot of little things after an hour of panic, they then release it into your portal so you can view before the nurse practitioner goes into it. There's like some things with my spine, which is just some normal moving, a cyst that could be normal down there. But then like the big thing was there's a lesion in my brain. And they don't know, like the technician and the physician said no further action needed. But then the nurse practitioner was like, well, this lesion could have been there since you were born. And it's like so small that that's why the physician was like, you don't need to really be concerned about this. But she said, if you were my loved one, I would still go get a further brain MRI just to make sure that it's benign, not something that's growing and something that has been with you forever rather than something that's growing. And so Lizzie's texting me. She's like, are you gonna be fine? And I was like, I think so.
Well, I'm like upset with you now. I could cry.
Well, but that's why I didn't like Shane too. He goes, So then after I went into Shane, I started telling him the news. He goes, well, what is there? And I was like, well, I don't want to start dropping terms like a brain lesion because I feel like that sounds very intense.
It does. It's making me very scared.
But
are we going to schedule another MRI?
Yeah. I don't have a general practitioner because we all know how Kaiser is.
Yeah. I mean, I have one at Kaiser.
I mean, do you want to make her my general practitioner?
I do love her. She's in Glendale, which is a nightmare for you.
That is a nightmare for me.
But I will say, get it looked at. Get that cyst looked at.
Well, I'm going to.
Let's get a fine needle aspirate to that bitch.
Well, I don't... And it's very weird. It is very in-depth. They check everything. At first, it said, like, your prostate is abnormal. So then I was freaking out. It says, the normal prostate volume is 30 ml. Mine was 11 ml. And it said, that's not average. And then the nurse was like, no, if it's greater than 30, that's an enlarged prostate. But they do check for all... There's so many categories.
Yeah.
And all my other categories were, like, A-okay. Mm-hmm. And she was like, this is great results. She goes, there's basically no one where we find nothing. There's always something, whether it's a spinal disc that's misplaced mm-hmm. or something here, or something there. So it's good news, mm-hmm. but it is just when I was
follow
going through
up
that,
is required.
I just thought, God, this is a fucked up thing to do to yourself.
I'm kind of so glad you did not tell me over text now. At first I was upset with you for saying something like that and then telling me in front of all these people. But now I forgive you.
The craziest thing and the thing I'm holding on to the most is that when Shane didn't go into the MRI, he then still didn't follow through on watching season one episode of One is of Love is Blind. And I was like, you fucking jerk. We were going to watch episode two tonight and now you've ruined that for us.
God.
It's over. Over.
That is a little bit of salt in the wound there, buddy.
So we leave the MRI scan. It's in the west side. What a fucking nightmare.
God damn.
And so I was like, we'll take the PCH home. Let's stop by the Palisades because I had never been to the downtown area of the Palisades.
It's kind of cute.
It's really cute. Yeah. And I had a celeb run in.
With whom?
Well, I told you already.
You didn't.
You don't remember this?
No.
Oh. It's that unimportant to you?
I guess.
I'm
you know
walking
what?
Along. I'm walking down the downtown area. I look up, Spencer Pratt, Heidi Montag, and their two kids just playing and
is
running
Montag
about.
Is it Montag or Montag?
I don't know.
Me neither.
Spidey. It was Spidey.
Spidey and Gunner.
And yeah.
And the other one?
The other one. And I had followed Spencer Pratt. He then followed me back. And Shane has had a lunch with them in the past. And Spencer didn't see me, but I think Spencer saw Shane. But then I wasn't going to... You know when you follow somebody online, but you've never had a real life interaction yeah. with them? I wasn't, while he was with his kids, going to be like, hey, Spencer, I'm that person that followed you on Instagram and you followed me back. You know, right?
I do that at functions.
And Shane didn't make eye contact with him, so I told Shane after. And then... I was like, oh yeah, that was Spencer and Heidi. Then he looked back and we both thought it was too weird to then go back because we're awkward people.
Mm-hmm.
So then Shane DM'd him and said, hey, I saw you at the park.
And did he respond?
Said, hey, I saw you too.
We just didn't say hey.
Yeah.
I saw this girl at a gathering who I follow because we met at the gathering. And she posted really cute wedding pictures, but we are not friends, you know? And then I saw her at another gathering and I was like, hi. You don't know me, but we follow each other, and I love your wedding content. I have to go.
Did she acknowledge who you were?
No. Which is fine.
See, and that's the thing on social media. You can follow so many people.
I also feel like I'm not, I don't think it's weird, like, because you follow me too, bitch.
Right. And if I was not me, I would have said something because I do want him on this podcast. Yeah. I want to go pick him up and go mm-hmm. eat whatever he wants
I'm
to
sure
eat.
He'd be down.
All right.
Well, DM him right now.
I probably
pussy.
Never will.
DM him and DM Whitney Cummings.
If we're
I'm
being
sick
honest,
of this life.
This podcast is the two of us and my family forever.
Damn. I really think we need to have Whitney Cummings on this bitch. We need to pick her up and take her somewhere.
No, I have lots of questions for her, especially that we're both.
We're all fucking boy moms.
In our, yeah. That we're all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's close by.
Yeah. Let's go get her.
And she talks to Shane too, so.
Let's go get her.
There was a while where they were voice memoing each other back and forth a concerning amount. I thought,
I could
are
never.
You trying to steal my husband? No, I'm kidding.
I could never be a voice memo back and forth type of bitch.
No.
No. I find voice memos to be the most obnoxious form of communication in the entire world. If you're going to monopolize my time with a voice memo, pick up the phone and fucking call me. I'm in the middle of something. Text me, bitch.
I find them useful for work. Think about that. Okay.
I don't.
Icky had another health scare.
I spent my Sunday at the fucking emergency vet, which sucked because Joe and I were like having a great vibe in the morning. We were going to have a good Sunday. We were going to clean. I was going to finish editing my vlog. And then Icky started fucking limping.
This seems like every day with him.
It's not. It's just every other day.
I could have had a chill day. And I go, Lizzie, this is the life we chose. Dogs and kids, you're never going to have a chill day. They always have to go to the vet. They always need something. Yeah. And it's never chill.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was telling Joe, I was like, I'm really grateful that we're like, we've found this like groove in life where we know what's important to us so that we can have patience with these moments and show up for an animal that needs us, mm-hmm. or like a loved one or whatever. And I am incredibly grateful for that because I do love caring for these dogs. And the whole time Joe was like, you know, he's overdramatic. And it's like, I know he's overdramatic, but in the off chance that this is like the neurological thing of IVDD, I'm rushing his sweet little ass in because time is of the essence. And with IVDD, it's like, time is the difference between, you know, maybe having a dog in a wheelchair and maybe not having a dog. Mm-hmm. So I'm always, if it like looks even similar to a duck or quacks even a little bit like a duck, I'm rushing that motherfucker to the emergency vet.
And so what's the diagnosis?
He hurt his ankle.
Oh. Doing what?
The other day or Saturday, he and Bubs were like running around the backyard and there's like a tiny little lip off of our like sort of patio area that's like made of these like shitty stones, and he jumped off the lip and then he kind of slowed down a little bit, and I honestly didn't even know Icky had ankles because he has such weird looking legs. Like I thought it was just like knees that he doesn't really use and then ankles or and then feet.
I guess I don't know any dogs that have ankles.
I guess all dogs have ankles.
I'm gonna have to Google what that looks like.
We might have to. But the good news is you know, we usually take him to Access Emergency Hospital. And the last time, we've only taken him to the emergency vet one time. And it was a fucking nightmare. We were there till 4 a.m.
Been there.
And I was watching horrific things happen to other families. And it's really hard for them to go through. And it's really hard for me to not want to go to them. But I don't think I would be comforting. Anyway.
Hey, we follow each other on Instagram. And I noticed we don't even do a hard time.
It's like, I know this pain. Do you want a hug? Anyway, I hate going there. And also, I will say that like Access has really great veterinarians for like appointments and stuff. And if you have a specific thing going on with your dog that is an emergency, it's an amazing place to bring your dog. But if they don't understand.
Is this a promo for Access?
No.
Okay, so
I'm going to say we did not take him to Access.
Okay, you found your vet that you talk about to us every day.
No, it's a different vet.
Oh my God, she's cheating on her vet, Chris.
Well, I had to go to emergency vet because it was Sunday.
Okay. I'm trying not to be nasty because this is dramatic for you.
Well, we took him to this place called Laser and they did a really great job. And they also have like they specialize kind of in things like this for French Bulldogs and other dogs that have dumb bodies. Uh-huh. And so we had a really great time talking to that vet. He did a full neurological rundown. Icky got right in. We didn't wait at all. And at Access, we had to wait for 3 hours before they even saw him, listening to him screaming in a kennel in the back room, which was Joe couldn't be in the building. And they just took him right in. They took us into a room immediately. Like, we were probably there for an hour tops while they did the exam on him. They gave us really clear action plans. You know, the first thing they did was say we ran a full neurological test on him. There's no signs of neurological damage to him going on. We did the response to, because like there's a lot of tests that you can do to see if this is IVDD before we rush a dog into an MRI that costs thousands and thousands of dollars. And Icky passed all those tests flying colors. So it was really nice that he understood the anxiety that we had and said, chill out, bitch. Your dog's not suffering from IVDD. He has a hurt ankle. And then, you know, we paid for the x-ray and Icky's on bed rest for 14 days, which is a goddamn nightmare because Joe's like working. And so I'm alone in this right now. And we just have to stay on the fucking floor for 14 days in the kitchen. Mm. And
he's clumsy. He's a clumsy, flumpy dog.
Yeah. And that's even what the vet said. He's like, it's really hard because, you know, Frenchies have dumb bodies, but they're also psychos. So, you know, so I'll be bringing Icky to work on Mondays and then we'll be swimming afterwards.
Icky's the cutest dog in the world, but you single-handedly have sold me on never having a French bulldog in my entire life.
Joe's literally there when we pulled up to the house. I was like, next dog we get is a fucking multitude of breeds and it is small, but he has a big dog's mouth. And Joe was like, honestly, I'm there. You got me there. He's like, but every time we take Icky, nothing's actually wrong with him. It's like, right, but if he wasn't a French bulldog, we wouldn't have to take him in for the fear of X, Y, and Z thing.
Right.
And it's also like, to deny yourself the love of a French bulldog is a big denial.
I can see them through friends.
They're so cute and sweet and lovable. Also, I don't know if I should share this on the internet.
Then probably don't. Think about it while I tell you. Honey also had a health scare, and I couldn't even tell Lizzie because I couldn't take Lizzie's panic about it. And it was actually last Monday after he was going to the vet right after we had recorded, and Lizzie goes, where's Honey going? I go, don't worry about it. Where's Honey going? I said, the vet, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I can't take on
I knew. All the dogs knew. When Spencer was trying to just get one of the dogs and it was Honey, and I was like, where's Honey going? Why is Spencer taking Honey somewhere?
And I knew Lizzie was going to stress me out more than I was already stressed out, because Honey has already had a cancerous tumor, and thank God they were able to remove it. They got all the margins and she was cancer free.
I'm so disappointed in myself that I've stressed you out about things like that, because I want to be there for you. So I'm always trying to be cool, calm, and collected.
Well, with dogs specifically,
I'm a nutcase.
So, and we had found,
out for themselves.
Like, we check Honey a lot because we know this is something that could be a reality for her. So we're always checking her, and out of nowhere, the biggest one that has ever been on her body popped up. And I was just trying to say, like, we have kids, like, I can't go into this crazy mental spiral. So I was just positivity. It's all fine. Even the vet calls us and he goes, this isn't looking great.
Jesus Christ, you guys. Pick a different term.
And that's what, when the nurse...
Or say nothing!
When the nurse called me from the pre-nuvo scan, I was like, hey, the way that the lady phrased it was really haunting for me and really sent me into a spiral. If she could just say, hey, it's standard protocol that you talk to a nurse practitioner no matter
what. The fuck?
It's part of the package. And sometimes everyone always... Something's found in everyone's scan, but we have not taken a look at yours yet. Like... Instead, she's like, yes, it's likely they found something, so it's best to talk to a nurse. I'm like,
fuck.
So we wait a couple of days. The results come back for Honey, and that is a benign tumor. It's fine. It's not going to turn it. And I'm panicking. I'm asking the vet every question, and he assured me that it's just nothing. And I thought, oh, thank you so much.
Did they do a fine needle aspirate, or did they remove it?
A fine needle aspirate. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking about removing it or not. The vet said if it was his dog in this moment, he wouldn't remove it yet, but just watch it throughout the summer. He said if it starts changing in size at all, then it's best to just remove it. But for now, he was like, I wouldn't. Keep your opinions to yourself.
I'm gonna.
Thanks. I was scammed by the fucking Girl Scouts of America.
No.
Can you believe this?
Yes.
You can?
Yeah, they're scammy ass bitches. They be standing outside grocery stores and shit being like, give me your money.
Is the Boy Scouts a different organization?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just deciding if my boys can be a part of the Boy Scouts after I feel these nasty feelings towards the Girl Scouts.
We can be our own Boy Scouts.
So Shane and I were on our family walk, and initially I wanted to do tasting Girl Scout cookies on this podcast, but then
tasting those crystal gems. Continue.
The crystal gems.
I've been sending you fucking crystal gem Instagram DMs for weeks now saying I want to eat these little crystally gems.
Can we get them somewhere?
Yes, I send you links all the time.
Okay. So we're on our walk. And I see this cute little, like, Amelia is selling Girl Scout cookies. Scan this QR code to place your order now.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, this could be cute for the vlog. We were filming that day as well. And I'm scanning the QR code. I'm like, oh, which one should we get, Shane? And he goes, well, if we're doing a taste test, obviously get one of every single cookie. And I was like, that's a lot of cookies. Not only do I not want to eat all of those, but, like, it's a lot of money for cookies. What'd you find, Chris? Girl Scouts is and will remain a separate organization. Drama. Okay.
I mean, I don't want to get into it, but the Boy Scouts of America do have a low-key bad rap.
And do the Girl Scouts not?
I mean, you hear less about it.
Just that they're crazy at the grocery stores?
Yeah.
Just that they're wild out to sell those cookies, to move those cookies?
Yeah.
And so I scan the QR code, I buy all of them, and I was like, oh, she's my neighbor. I'm sure she'll be able to just stop by and deliver them today. I can film it today. We can try this. It will be cute and fun. It's 3 days later, and I'm looking at Shana. I was like,
Where the fuck are our cookies?
Amelia never reached out, and I didn't get any cookies. And then I start going to my email confirmation. I'm clicking on all the links, and it goes, this webpage does not exist.
You got...
It says, here, click this for customer support. I click it for customer support. It goes, this page does not exist, and this sale has now ended. So I go to my credit card, and I'm like, did somebody hack me? The charge has been processed. Shane starts Googling. He goes, oh, my God, this is a scam. People are running.
Should we run that scam?
And I go, are they going to just, like, rob my credit card account now? Do I need to shut my credit card down? And so I'm like, I'm gonna do some further investigating. This is a pretty like tight knit neighborhood where only a few families. It's not a huge neighborhood, and everyone's a little bit older, quite honestly. So I go to my neighbor who knows
it's exactly
everything.
Where I would go if I was a scammer that didn't live here, to put pictures on flyers.
That was my reasoning. And then my mom goes, yeah, exactly why you would pick this neighborhood.
Yeah.
They're gonna fall for it. And I was like, oh. That's me falling for it. So I go to the neighbor that's across the street from the sign, who knows everything about the neighborhood. She'll tell me anyone that moves in, anything that's going on. I love this woman. She also has gay sons that had their kids through a surrogate. So cute. She's always babysitting them. We're really like, we're good friends.
Oh.
Honestly.
I've heard of her.
Yeah. Shout out Marie.
Hey Marie.
I don't know if her kids love me. No, I'm kidding. And so I asked her, I was like, is there, what did I say the girl's name was?
Amelia.
Amelia. I said, is there an Amelia here? Like, do you know an Amelia in the neighborhood? And she goes, no. And my mom was with me, and she goes, then for the sake of this neighborhood, we need to throw that sign away.
Yeah.
And so my mom walks back, she picks up the sign, and she throws it in the big trash can.
Good for her.
And I was like, we just saved the neighborhood. And so we get back.
Thank God Vicky's here.
It's now been a whole week, because I had done that the previous Sunday. Now this was yesterday on Sunday.
The cookies are here.
3 hours later, I get a text from Amelia's mom. Hey, this is blank Amelia's mom. Sorry we've had a delay on the order. Just seeing this now. And I thought, are you responding because you just got to it, or do you have cameras and saw that your sign was thrown away? And then that made you check your orders. And I thought, oops. Hey, I did my due diligence. I asked the neighbor. I called all the numbers on the website confirmation.
Yeah.
I Googled it. It looked like a fucking scam, Amelia. All right.
You be shady as fuck, Amelia. And if you don't want us to throw your signs away, then where the fuck are our cookies?
And honestly,
bitch?
It's been another 24 hours.
Where are the cookies, Amelia?
And I still do not have my cookies or a day that my cookies will be to
How
me.
How old is she?
However, I don't know, because she hasn't shown up at my house with the Girl Scout cookies.
So we could potentially, like, if it were to come to it, we could get in a fight and win, right?
I mean, our Girl Scouts 18 year. I could get in a fight with her mom. That's for damn sure.
Right.
So
we don't fight minors.
Before the podcast, when
just
I was
small adults
walking my dogs, I thought, I'll do the right thing. I dug through the trash can, found the sign, and put it back up.
Wow.
So I did the right thing.
God bless you and America, but not the IRS or the California State FTB.
Oh,
fuck them.
I wanted to not forget to do the ad read. I always forget to do the ad read. So we're just doing it live on the show.
Oh my God. Can you do that?
I can. Today's podcast is sponsored by Factor. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. And that is honestly the best part. Literally no cooking involved. You pop that thing in the microwave and lunch is ready to go. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Plus, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. They have choices like pancakes, smoothies, and a variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Factor is also flexible for your schedule. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. You can also get super healthy meals so you can feel good about yourself during the week, and when you're busy, just it's ready. I love it so much. So head to factormeals.com/sip50 and use code sip50 to get 50% off. That's code sip50 at factormeals.com/sip50 to get 50% off.
Woo!
Yay!
Hell okay. Yeah, Factor.
A few hot topics before we put our butts in the car. I'm bringing whoever else will fit in the car with us. That's between my mom, my grandma, and Susie. Two of those women, they're coming with us.
Two of them at least.
And I, honestly, they have these like cheesy new bread pizza bites that are going viral at Little Caesars.
Oh, okay. So
hopefully you guys are interested. If you're not, then you better order your sugar canes now.
I mean, you had me a cheesy bread. I have a piece of cheesy bread in the car right now.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm tired of leaving here starving.
Let's compare it. Starving? We eat every podcast.
I'm pregnant. Oh, okay. And I can't eat.
You're right. You win. Okay, let's do these hot topics a little quickly. I wanted to start here first.
Okay.
So you know of J-Lo's, like, music movie.
Yes, I do.
That she, do you? No, I'm genuine. We haven't spoken about this.
No, I'm very aware. And I don't know how to handle it nicely.
So,
because I've been seeing viral clips of it.
Oh, is...
That all seem...
Is the documentary of this going viral?
Yes!
Because, okay, so here's the thing. If you don't know, J-Lo was like, she wanted to do what Beyonce did. Create a visual album with a movie storyline. She...
Did you see it?
I skimmed it.
Did anyone see it?
I mean, what I will give this woman is she goes for what she wants, even when the world's telling her no. And she said, so what I discovered last night is there's a documentary of the making of, which is better than the music movie itself.
Well, better is a...
Is entertaining.
A multi-purpose work.
Can't stop watching. Incredibly insane. Like, so good. Were you not, like, jaw-dropped, couldn't stop watching?
No.
For so many reasons. She's J-Lo, okay? She's worth $400 million. She is pitching. I think it's incredible that, like, everyone's telling her no. She's gone to all the studios. She's documenting. Every studio's telling me no. They're telling me this won't make money. All the streamers said, no, we're not going to fund this. So you know what? We're already in this. I'm going to fund this myself. $20 million, I'm going to fund this myself. And I applaud that she's just, as Ben Affleck would say, pushing a rock uphill when she has nothing more to prove, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so... I just thought what was interesting is she's so determined and she wants celeb cameos and she's documenting everyone saying no. So even at a J-Lo level, she's like, her camp is like, Ariana said no, Taylor said no, Khloe Kardashian said no.
This is so dark.
Everyone's saying no.
All the people who said no, because it's making me feel bad.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like at any level, like J-Lo is J-Lo. And she's still like begging Jane Fonda. It will only take 2 hours of your time. 1 hour in hair and makeup and 1 hour just to read the lines. That's it. Any day you're available, I'll make it happen. And Jane Fonda's like, well, J-Lo, I want to root for you. But every time I look at the news, you're pushing this relationship too hard. Like it's fake or something. And Jane Fonda's just telling her this to her face.
J-Lo is famously not super fun to be around.
I think because all she cares about is her career and fame. And like right now, she has 5 million projects. It's like she has this movie, a Netflix movie. She's saying this is going to be the biggest year ever for her. She, like, this woman.
Oh, yeah. More often than not, if you turn on Netflix looking for a new movie, J-Lo's in it. And you've never heard of it, and you'll never watch it.
And you hear Ben, and he's like, well, J-Lo wanted a public relationship. I don't want a public relationship, but J-Lo wants it, and that's like being with a baker telling them they can't bake. I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, I was like, what?
I was also skimming. Okay, but back to Jane Fonda, because this is what was the most fascinating to me. The whole time, she's just like, I don't know, J-Lo. Like, you're putting this relationship on too thick. She's like, I love you guys, and I'm rooting for you guys. But I'm, like, basically calling bullshit. And she even shows up to set, and she goes, so, J-Lo, I saw that clip at the Grammys, and I was heartbroken. Like, what is going on? Like, she's just calling J-Lo out on camera and being kind of mean to J-Lo. And
is
J-Lo's
this documentary
like,
about her relationship with Ben?
It's about her relationship making this movie. And so in that, Ben is there.
I saw a clip where you can literally hear the gun clinking against the side of the camera pointed at Ben's head. And Ben's like, I didn't really want to do this, but J-Lo said, you got to do this, Ben. So I'm
Well, she goes, I'm an artist and I'm going to like put. And he goes, I know that this is what artists do. And I was relieved when I found out that this wasn't just about our story.
He's like vaping under the table.
But what I'm just saying is it's good in the way it's like you can't believe that she is not cutting these things.
Did you see the clip where she's sitting?
I watched the thing.
She's sitting like clips. Fucking spread eagle on like an Apple box in her gym, just taking out her hair extension so you can see her fried tips. And she's like, I like to take my hair clips out and just remember when I was just Jenny from the block. And she's just like shaking out her ratty ass hair. She's like, this takes me back to when I had nothing and no one. So I like to just do this from time to time to keep it real with myself in my $50 million mansion with my husband that I don't love for public attention.
Everyone's like, damn, girl. Then there's another scene where I don't even know what she's talking about, but it seems severe, but it's cut over her doing a dance that's not great with a fucking umbrella, like a little step sachet with an umbrella.
And I'll give like, this woman an A+.
And Ben Affleck's like, it's her art. I'm just trying to stay sober and I can't afford another divorce of this size. Well,
and she's even like, crying. She's like, I didn't make it to Ben's premiere because I'm selfish. I've been running myself
Stop
into the ground.
Stop spoiling it. I just told you I'm on the kitchen floor for 14 days. I have nothing to do but watch this fucking
this
documentary.
This is going to be my comfort documentary. Like, I'm going to replay this at all times. And it's just her in fabulous. Like,
I hope to God this replaces like, Blackfish for me.
Like $5,000 outfits and her like $20 million kitchen being like, this is so hard for me. And I'm like, I just love it. And Ben's like, I tell her all the time, relax. Stop pushing a rock uphill. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. You're J-Lo. And I'm like, yeah, you're J-Lo. Just wake up and drink coffee in your mansion and be chill. But she still wants it. She's fighting for it and she's doing the damn thing.
Oh, God. I think you're literally the only person who left that documentary inspired.
No, I was jaw-dropped. I was like, I can't believe this is real. Like, I cannot believe that you, as J-Lo, is living the same life as a YouTuber that's, like, begging people to get on their podcasts. It's no different. Like, ah, this streamer turned down my movie. Ah, this guest won't get to my podcast. And she's, like, heartbroken. She's like, get Derek Huff on the phone. They're like, he passed. He has a wedding. And she's like, just get him on the phone with me. Anything to get Derek Huff on the phone with me. And it's like, J-Lo, you're J-Lo. You're J-Lo.
I heard one of her writers in her contract is that everything in her dressing room must be white.
God love her. All right. Hillary Duff is pregnant with her fourth child. It seems like she can't wait for this baby to come out. And her husband, quote unquote, hilariously live tweets his vasectomy.
That's the whole story.
That's it?
Yep.
I saw it too. Like he was like high on drugs, just DMing everyone from Love is Blind, yeah, basically.
He's like 10 out of 10 would recommend a vasectomy.
Well, they have like 20 kids. I mean, 4 kids at that house.
Yeah.
But it seems like a lot.
4 kids does seem like a lot.
Now that I have 2.
Yeah.
4 seems like a lot.
Yeah. I had a friend tell me like 2 is mind-boggling. 3 is not much different than 2. And anything after is like kind of the same.
I would say going from 2 to 3 dogs was a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot more work. A lot more love, but a lot more work. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Northwest is having an album.
Yeah. So Kanye's been performing live and he brought Northy out and she announced that she's dropping her first album. Elementary School Dropout. Which is hearkening to her father's, I think it's College Boy Dropout. College Guy.
Okay, I'm dying for this Kate Middleton update. I don't want to, if you don't have anything nice to say.
She's just my best bestie.
What's the Kate Middleton update?
Can
I just say now, saying the story, I'm just saying now that my grandma's here, she watches the news. So it's like the news, Entertainment Tonight, Good Morning America. All they can fucking talk about is Kate Middleton. I have seen her face 500 million times.
Remember last week when Ryland shut me down when I wanted to talk about Kate Middleton?
We talked about her for 5 hours. What are you talking about?
Seems like we need Nana McAllister on this couch right now because she's the bitch I want to talk to about Kate Middleton.
I've also learned Oprah is in hot water. And I was living for that, honestly. You know what? Gosh, I'm siding with all these people. Oprah's 70. Let that woman live.
So for those of you that don't know, Oprah Winfrey for the longest time was the face of Weight Watchers.
Well, she also bought stock in the company, was part owner, had $6 million worth of the company's net worth, or like whatever.
Yeah, big Weight Watchers lady. It has since been revealed that she is on weight loss management pills.
Or Ozempic or Mounjaro.
Right. Ozempic or Mounjaro.
Well, no, she's doing a whole, like, she is basically doing the Oprah Winfrey show Monday night.
Oh.
Just one episode. And she's having all, like, it's basically one episode of the Oprah Winfrey show. I have it set. It's recording on my DVR tonight. In real time, it's already happened for everyone watching.
Can I watch it with you?
Yeah. I can't wait.
I'll be on the floor.
Oh, well, watch it on your floor.
Okay.
And I'm living for all of this. Like, she was on one of the late night shows and they're like, so you quit? And she goes, quit's so nasty. I stepped back. because I just didn't want there to be any confusion. But she said now Weight Watchers does also help administer these weight loss drugs because it is a tool that is helping people to also lose weight even while they're on Weight Watchers. But I'm like, Oprah looks fabulous. She's 70. You guys can't touch that woman. So yeah. If you're saying anything nasty about Oprah, fuck you.
You know whose visual album and documentary I would watch?
Who?
Oprah's.
Same. I would watch Oprah read the fucking newspaper. I bet it would be gorgeous in her Montecito mansion.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's somebody serving her coffee, serving her breakfast. Mm-hmm. I would pay anything to be a fly on the wall at Oprah's house.
Yeah, me too.
I hope I come back.
Those flies live good.
Okay, so we were talking about Kate Middleton.
Kate Middleton. Okay, she's still MIA. Supposedly, she won't be back until March 31st. And on March 31st, there has been rumored that a big announcement will be made. This is like 2 weeks out, you guys. Because that's the day I get off of bed rest with my dog. And like, who the fuck announces a big announcement 2 weeks out? Like, just what is going on? And I do, it is odd.
My mom dropped a bombshell that I hadn't heard about.
What?
I guess it's been alleged that on the news, this isn't coming from my mom,
yeah.
That he had just been having an affair that dates back months and months ago.
Yeah, that's not a bombshell.
And so maybe she's leaving him.
They've also been slowly kind of launching his mistress by putting her in more press releases, like announcing that she's like, oh, this former top model is on an outing now. But it's like they're trying to make her more in the media in a likable fashion is what my friend Brandy texted me last week. And
maybe I'm suddenly invested.
It's hard not to be invested because it's like, where is she? You know what I mean? And like, they were so open about Prince Charles, but they're so mum's the word about her. And they keep being like, no, look, there she is. And it's like a picture of someone going like this. And it's like, is that her? Like, why are you tricking us in weird ways? Like, what? Like, is the more than anything, none of us would give a fuck if no one said anything. The problem is they said a lot. And it's like also not enough. So it's confusing. It's confusing.
Where's he? Is he out and about?
I mean, we're seeing his face in the pictures they're dropping, but we can't see hers. Like, she's shrouded in shadows. Like, it's fucking weird.
I'm going to sit with my grandma tonight to find out what's going on.
Film that for me.
If she comes out with us, we'll ask her.
Drag her ass out.
Dude. Honestly, this topic should have been in the car with them.
Oh, we'll bring it back. She knows more than we do.
See you soon.
Bye.
Okay, there is drama because I was all excited to go to Little Caesars. We drove way out of the way because you can't find anything great in California close. I wanted to do the Sonic thing to the dirty sodas.
Oh, yeah.
It's going viral in Utah. The closest Sonic to us is like 4.5 hours away. What?
It's going viral in Utah. It's just the funniest phrase I've ever heard.
Well, it's like they have whole restaurants now. It's like the Mormon moms because they don't want to consume the coffee. They're doing the dirty soda, which I don't know how caffeine in a Diet Coke is any different than caffeine in a coffee. But hey, they're also microdosing mushrooms. So what can you do? So we get there and we're ordering the food. And he goes, okay, that's going to be 20 minutes. And I said, the whole promotion for this is grab and go. It's Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So we didn't get it.
We got it. Oh, there is a car. Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Sorry, guys. It's about lighting.
We're just vlogging. We'll see you in 20 minutes, unfortunately. Screw us, right?
I don't know how you're going to get into the spot.
Just like this. Just like, oh, we're sandwiched like between Teslas.
Tiny little
thing. Bowling. Wait. I thought you said you're coming.
I couldn't be in there a moment.
Are you not coming with food?
Chris is coming with food.
Oh, because you said coming. I was like,
no,
oh, I'm going to roll all the cameras.
I can't be in that building a second longer.
Is this high enough? Hold on.
This is fine. My head's a little cut off, but I can slouch. This woman.
Okay, hold on. One, take one. Now the clouds went behind and I have no light either. Are you kidding me? Wait, does he not have food? No, he has food.
Yay! That was literally, I have never been in such a negative energy space that when I walked in, I was like, I have to leave.
Well, it's like when I first ordered, he was like, okay, it's going to be 20 minutes to try to deter. Wow, that is a lot.
I was like, we order all this?
See, okay, here's also my beef is I wanted to order a dessert as well, so I ordered 5 because on the menu it looked like it was individual. Now I'm thinking I ordered five huge portions of dessert. If that's the case, we should like only eat one and gives the others away.
Yeah,
to our friends.
Smells garlicky.
Am I your friend?
That was a wild experience.
So that was the worst thing ever.
So the guy that you guys ordered from went in the back and would not come back out to talk to Chris. And then there was another employee that was livid with the guy who wouldn't come back out, and they were smashing things around in there, like pouting, full pout, smash, bang, stamp, and it's like tying all these things up. And I looked at Chris and I was like,
gosh.
I have to leave.
And I sent you in to be nasty.
I was gonna be nasty, but I was like, this is too nasty. And it's so out of touch with reality. Like, what is wrong with the youth of today?
She volunteered. Okay, first of all, we have my mom here and we have my Aunt Susie here. Hello, hello. They're here visiting the babies and us. My grandma's also here, but only 5 of us could fit in a car. So
we got Grammy in the back.
We came all the way to Little Caesars to get these. They're going viral. They're brand new.
Abused.
We didn't realize this is what we're having, Susie.
We gotta open those up.
And then
go in and order
I got their cookie dough brownie M&M bites for dessert. And I guess I ordered huge portions because when I looked at the total, I was like, how did we spend $60?
Oh, he should have
That's
said,
hard to
though.
Do at Little
like,
Caesars.
It was just us. Like, he could have been like, you know you're ordering huge things, right?
No, they hated us. It's like they didn't want customers.
When I walked in, the guy who helped us looked me in the eyes and then walked in the back and never came back out for an insane amount of time.
They must be fighting. But I also wouldn't be shocked if they were fighting because both, like, that person's energy was so disgusting.
Is that all the brownies?
Oh my gosh, they look so good.
Oh, the brownies are...
Oh, my God. They really did give us...
So these are all the...
Oh, my God. And he also didn't tell me that each one came as 4.
Yeah, you ordered...
Are you kidding me?
You wanted 7 singular...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Instead, he gave you 7 boxes of 4?
They're all the same. We each have one.
I got one.
Are you kidding me?
Look, they didn't even have to cook the dessert.
Well, we'll just open one of these, Chris.
Oh, they don't have to cook. That's why it took so long. They had to package the dessert.
Wow.
This is an Oprah.
It's like taking candy from a baby.
Well, we'll do that for dessert.
I just thought for sound.
I could literally go back in there and fucking...
I would love to see you go in there because you actually don't give a fuck.
And I bet they didn't give us napkins either.
No, but they did give us a whole lot of attitude. How did they hand that to you?
Aggressive. Scary.
Was it like, ugh?
Yeah, it felt like it.
If they had thrown it at me, I would have been like, listen, bitch!
I'm going to get the napkin. Should I carry it? Okay.
Film it.
It's scary in there.
I just need us all to take a second.
Okay.
To realize this man fucked me.
Yeah.
Like, we did not. He could have said, each one comes in a pack of 4, and the desserts are also 5 brownies each. Now I have enough food to fucking feed a whole office building.
And I'm on the brink of fucking you if we don't get a bite of this soon.
We gotta get napkins.
I feel like if you would have only gave me
one, let's just take a bite. Let's just take a bite.
Well, how are we gonna wipe our fingers? They're greasy.
You're gonna have to lick them.
No!
Remember when we ate panda with our bare fingers?
Yeah.
We can do anything.
All right.
I'm so embarrassed.
Just take it from the side. Everyone get a bite.
Okay.
Oh, Lizzie's already in.
I'm excited about them.
Lizzie's in too. All right.
All right.
That fox.
Oh, wow. Worth the abuse.
Are these supposed to be frozen?
Worth the abuse.
There's pepperoni on the inside. Like, there's pepperoni layers in here.
That is good. That's better than a bagel bite.
Well, darn. Good.
I don't think we each... Maybe we did each need 4. Who knows?
It's floofy. It's greasy.
It's a little crispy and a little chewy.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of everything that I needed. Mom, you got to scoot over. You're not even in frame.
I'm not.
Okay. No.
It'd be really good with some crazy sauce.
What crazy sauce?
Do they have it in there?
When I was in high school, you bought breadsticks and you dipped it in the marinara.
Yeah.
I did. Those people hated us. It's like they didn't want us to have a good experience.
Those people hate themselves.
I can't believe we're not going back in for napkins. I should take my box in my hands and say, can I have some napkins? I'm going to.
The sauce on top is really good.
It is great.
You know what? It is good. I hope I don't have a Little Caesars
by me. I feel
like
I'm eating too fast.
No such thing.
Guess what, Elizabeth?
What?
The singer who isn't for you is my mom's favorite artist on this planet.
Ariana Grande?
She came on while you were out taking a phone call. And my mom started singing and bopping. And I remembered, if my mom can understand and relate to her lyrics, then surely you, as somebody 20 years younger, could also relate.
But what did I used to tell you and Morgan?
Your mom.
home. The Sorry. Box was covering their whole
That's
lives.
Better. They, that's better. They'll be thanking you.
I think Lizzie's more like 30 years younger.
Right.
Do you remember what I used to tell you about Ari?
No, listen up, Lizzie.
I used to tell Ryland and Morgan, I just don't like her. I can't understand her. And then all of a sudden I was here and we went in the golf cart and we listened to Ari the whole time. Do you remember on a walk with grandma?
You're on nickname basis with her?
Yeah. I call her Ari.
I was talking to A.
So I said, I can't understand her, da, da, da. And I go home and I keep listening and I'm like, I'm addicted.
And what do you think about all of the drama?
I say, thank you. Next.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's clean. Oh, and Christopher said that on his free time, he was Googling Lizzie and I as AI. Oh. Did they include you in these?
I was using AI to create photos of you and Lizzie. I just typed your names, and then I said podcast. And I was like, I wonder if it'll create a thing. And it did. It created a few things.
Wow.
So I'll show you the thing.
All right, these pizza bites are worth
every penny and all the emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to see I'm born ready. Show me. Wow, I look beautiful. Wow. And Ryland, we could be twins.
If my hair's better in this than
and
in real life.
And this poster is all about me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Wait, am I?
Look at the hair.
Is this our Christmas movie photo, actually? Is this?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look how hot we are.
Mm. Oh, my God. This sucks.
No, it's
I hate that
there's
this
two
is...
more. There's two more. There's two
oh,
more.
My God.
That
actually, I thought that was
oh
us.
Now, Lizzie, you have such an overflated sense of self if that's what you think we look like. I like the second.
That's photo real.
This one or this one?
One more.
You kind of look like Phineas.
Wait. Oh, no, I've lost it.
It's okay. We look better in all of those than we do in real life.
That's not true.
I don't think that's true. I felt like that was exactly us.
These are so good. I can't stop.
They're really good.
By the way, you were saying like, oh, isn't there a whole thing grab and go? When you walk in, you look above the menu in huge letters, this is hot and ready. Like in massive letters.
Nothing about that store was hot or ready.
Where'd you find these?
In my purse.
My mom's always prepared.
But wow. I wanted to go back in and get them. Get the...
Honestly, I want to watch it happen.
Any standouts from your stay, Vicky and Susie?
Babies.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Are these supposed to be frozen?
No, they're not frozen. Did they not cook them?
They're not cooked.
What?
Yours isn't?
They're
mine,
cold.
Mine is not cold.
I will throw a hand.
They're unless supposed they're supposed to. Oh.
No, they're those, probably, they're those like Cosmo bet, brownies.
Because they're already packaged.
I can't rate yet. I'm not ready for dessert
I'll
yet.
Let me tap it on the bottom.
I'm just not ready for I still think I'm going to be happy with that.
Here's a napkin for you.
We were going to go to Universal while they were here, and then we realized it's spring break, and it was like, I don't think we can
that. Might be
that.
Too
Anytime
much.
Anytime someone says spring break, I have to say it like... James Franco in Spring Breakers.
I haven't seen it.
Spring Break.
Am I the problem? Because everyone was mean at me yesterday, too, at Target and at Ross. I had really bad experiences. So maybe I'm the problem.
What Weird. Happened?
I had a lady in line screaming in my direction something about the ugly Mexican man. And I was like,
are you sure that was
I was like, they're not talking about me.
Gosh.
I'm also not Mexican. But anyways, she kept saying things. And then I like laughed about it because she just kept yelling crazy things. So I giggled a little to myself. And then she was like, oh, now the ugly Mexican's laughing at me.
Oh,
like,
oh,
it is me.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me.
Wow. How did you not punch
That's
her?
Rude.
I mean, it's a woman.
Even
but...
if she thought you were, you're handsome. That's
Thank
terrible.
You. I don't know. I feel like she's has real problems.
Gosh,
when she had a kid.
Mm.
What were you laughing
she
about?
She kept the look. She shouted something at one point. I don't even remember what it was, but about Target. Like, she's like, these fascists, or I don't know, something crazy. And it was just.
Target is
wow.
slightly enraging sometimes.
But then she turned to her child and was like, remember, everyone hates you. So she's like,
oh
yeah,
my God.
There's a lot.
That God bless that
child.
I know. I felt so bad. I wanted to steal it.
How old was the child?
I don't know. Just old enough to talk. Barely.
Oh, that's awful.
Mm. Well, I guess let's try these brownies to get a little more happy.
Great segue.
Oh, no, these are going to be nice.
Really? Okay.
Sorry, we've
Not
got
yet.
A transition.
Back to them.
These made up.
We're in film land.
Here you go.
Okay.
You take that.
Already?
That good loaded one.
Well, you can go back to the pizza. We just have to take a bite to taste test to tell the people
oh,
if
man,
it's worth
they're
it.
Soft.
Yeah, I think this is how God intended these,
wait,
Lizzie.
Wait.
Cold?
I don't think they were supposed to be hot. I think that would have dampened the experience.
Here, I'll just take the whole thing if you want.
How many sleeves?
Do you have one?
Ah!
It's okay. Should we break it?
Do you want to just break?
Shh. I'll say goodbye after you, Reg. You know I don't like these.
There's 400 more in there, so we're fine.
Are you sure, Lizzie? Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Here, Elizabeth.
Cheers. Well, I didn't realize that was the last one. I
don't feel bad about it.
We have 400.
There's literally 400. Oh, good. I need 399 more.
I have food in my teeth now. Okay.
Oh, I like it.
It's really good.
This tastes like when I was a kid and I would scoop like the like raw cookie dough that you hadn't made yet. And you know what I mean?
Is this raw cookie dough?
And it's almost like brownie batter.
That's
it's
what
so...
I'm not a fan of cookie dough.
Oh, then
I really like feel like it's got to be cooked.
Who's not a fan of cookie dough?
Me.
I would like to know if this is supposed to be cooked and we just didn't get a cooked one because they're having a bad day.
I think this is how it was supposed to be. I think
frozen?
This is...
Yeah, I do too.
No, it's
no,
like
just cold.
And the brownie, the brownie's like almost doughy, so it almost feels like you're eating like.
It tastes like raw cookie.
Morgan would like
which
this.
Is the best.
I love it, but
I think it is supposed to be cooked.
No.
No.
Yeah, if it's got eggs in it, it should be cooked.
No, people swallow raw eggs daily.
But they
act like
to...
you've lifted, bro.
I mean, I've seen people swallow raw eggs, but
you could just pick off the M&Ms.
I think it's perfect.
I love it.
I have no complaints.
Grandma ate too many M&Ms on the plane and got a tummy ache.
Oh, no.
Plus,
she didn't eat all of them. I found some on the floor.
And I searched it because that always happens and then Dad gets mad. So I searched the floor and I couldn't find anything. Shane walks up and said, Rylan, you better get that M&M. I'm like, oh, I tried.
Wow. This is a great meal, actually.
Yeah.
It really is good.
Thank you for the food.
I hope I don't ever see a Little Caesars by me. I don't know where one is.
Well, I guess that's it. Anybody have anything to say?
I love the puffs so much.
Yeah, I love the puffs. The puffs can do no wrong.
Oh gosh, they're both good. Lizzie, try this later today.
I'm really not sold on the fact that it's not supposed to be cooked.
I just bit my lip.
I think you might be right. I think they might.
Like, I think it's supposed to be cooked and they hated us. And you can still enjoy it, but I don't know if this is how Christopher Nolan intended.
Well,
let's send somebody in to ask if they should be cooked.
I can't encounter those people ever again.
No.
I think we should Google
it. I kind of want to go see how their shit's escalated.
Well, what are these called?
Why is this happening
though? Cooked brownie bites.
This also happened at Cold Stone. Is this just everyone now?
And you're wondering?
Crazy?
No, yeah. Nobody gives good service anymore. And then everyone's like, well, you got to understand their job sucks. It's like, no.
That's me.
I don't understand their job sucks. They're paid to be there. That's what a job is.
But it's also not just not good service. It's like
it's
they're
bad.
Yelling at
yeah.
them. Like they're...
Wow. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Follow all of us on social media. Shop my mom's Amazon. Amazon store. Chris has a YouTube channel. Lizzie has a YouTube channel. Susie.
Don't
I don't know if
me.
She wants you to follow her.
Susie, forget you saw her here.
She was a ghost on the wall.
Oh, boy.
You actually never saw Susie.
Yeah. Susie who?
Susie
who?
My sister, who?
We will be back next week. Thank you for supporting our show. We love you very much. Goodbye. And that's the sip.
Sorry, I've got
my mouth full.
Same.
Let me issue a public apology. Oh, they knew what I needed. That I didn't even know. You know, had we each only had one, they were too small.
We would have been mad and gone back.
Elizabeth.
Ryan.
What?
Rylan, living with Shane, you should have known we need sauce.
Yeah, I know. I just couldn't deal with going back in there. But now, for the rest of them that we have at home, we'll have sauce. Sorry we robbed you from that experience, everyone.
Damn.
And good night.
I didn't even know what crazy sauce was till I met Susie.
Me either. Thank God we had her. Honestly. Order your crazy sauce at Little Caesars.
Put that camera in your mouth, Vicky.
What's the difference? What's in it? Marinara and what?
Just marinara.
No, and then
just
you got
regular
ranch.
Marinara.
Well, then how's it crazy?
Because...
It's crazy.
Their thing. Crazy. Pizza.
They are crazy. Wow, that was a burp combo.